One. Hey everyone, welcome to the Woody Ike Wrestling Podcast. I'm here with the whole gang, Justin.
I'm fueled by weed, whiskey, and hardcore music.
Joe.
I'm fueled by soda.
John.
I got nothing.
Okay, good.
So
I was having a bad day today and I found that band. Fuck it, I'll put it over. Straight From The Path. Fucking awesome band. Check them out if you like it. Hardcore punk music, and it really made my day. And I'm super excited to be listening to their shit now. It didn't.
It made your mood a little better after yesterday.
Oh yeah. I made a joke about this. If I made an in-ring return, this would be my music. And I thought you were gonna say that.
Dynamite yesterday.
Sunglasses. Pause this shit and fucking. No, I'm kidding.
Dynamite. So it was Grand Slam.
I'm sorry. I gave you shit last week. You said it was Grand Slam. I said, no, that was the name of the tournament. We were both right. It was the name of the tournament, but they named the show Grand Slam too. I did not know that. I thought it was just the Grand Slam tournament was happening on this Dynamite.
It was a show mostly for titles, except for the TNT title, which.
Well, but it was still an all, it was a Night of Champions. Every match was a title match. Every match was a title match.
Which is kind of weird because they got a battle for the belts coming up.
Do they? Fucking cares.
No, there was one match that wasn't a title, was it?
No, there was not. What match?
I'm trying to think.
Everyone was for a title. We opened with
every match
He Who Shall Not Be Named winning the ROH title.
Yeah, look, we can probably guess where that's going.
We went to Acclaimed after that.
Acclaimed, by the way, that was in Caster's hometown in New York. I don't know
then
which
city. Then we went to...
Friends of the Podcast, good guys. Good
fun. Fuck, what was after that?
It was Pac and Orange.
Because I was gonna turn it off after the ROH belt, but then I was like, okay, well, I still want to watch the Acclaimed match.
Yeah.
And then they kept me, and then...
Then the girls
Pac and Orange, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch this, which wasn't a great match. Honestly, none of the matches were phenomenal. They were all just okay matches.
Free TV.
Then we had the four-way women's title match. Toni Storm, Serena Deeb, Athena, and Britt Baker, which really just put over Britt Baker again.
And Saraya debuted.
Yes, Paige, Saraya. Did you see the meme that's out there?
Yeah. For the one that used
it. No. The Rampage.
Oh, no.
It just says RAM, and then it has Paige's face over the rest of it, and it's funny. I don't know if she's going to be on it. No, but like actually, she's not going to be on it. I looked at the spoilers for Rampage, and I want to watch it. I know the finishes of all the matches. I want to watch it. It actually looks better than Dynamite.
Yeah, he told me today at work.
Bleacher Report graded every match from Dynamite. You're not going to be happy with the opening
match. Fuck off.
Bleacher Report gave that a B-.
It wasn't a terrible match. It probably was the best match in the card. Because honestly, I was very disappointed with Mox and Brian. Besides Brian's stiffness, everything else was shit in that match. Yeah. I just didn't like the outcome. And I made it very clear in our group chat why I didn't like the outcome. I fucking went on a rant. So I'm not going to do that again. But, I mean, it tarnishes the belt. It tarnishes the belt. One of the last belts that I really, as a wrestling fan, held near and dear. I don't think there's ever been a worse holder. And I know Bully Ray fucking disagrees with me because Bully Ray put it over as Now this is the first time this title's meant anything. Fuck you. That title meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go. Acclaimed and Swerve in Our Glory.
Should have happened at the fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Should have gotten word to the ref to tell them to fucking change it. And that crowd was, even though that was their hometown crowd, technically.
The crowd wasn't as hot as they were at the pay-per-view. It was
not, because we didn't have the 100 false finishes. You went into the pay-per-view knowing the Acclaimed are not going to win this match. There's, you know, it's a fun match. It's cool that they're there, but they're not going to win it. And then the match started happening and shit started rolling. And he thought, oh, wait, is Swerve and Keith Lee going to like have something happen between them that they get it? Oh, no, here's the big spot. Holy shit, he hit the big spot. This is it. One, two, fucking kick out. Swerve hits something. Oh, okay. Here's that's definitely the end of the match. One, two. Holy shit, Bowen's kicked out. Like, the whole match had you going. And then the letdown, like, it just deflated a fucking giant balloon.
Yeah.
And last night was a halfway filled balloon.
Well deserved.
Without helium. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't, it wasn't, it was, it's great that they got it. I love it. Should happen to the
paper. Yeah, it's well deserved, but it definitely should have happened earlier.
Yeah.
They rated that match a B.
Okay.
Pac and Orange.
One big spot, though, was the fucking Bowen showing his strength with the pickup.
Yeah. The
fucking pickup spot. Yeah, that was pretty good. Eddie put over, no, Caster.
Caster picked up Lee.
Up and over Lee, yeah. That was pretty good. I mean, obviously, we know wrestling is you know, 50-50, but still.
I got kind of worried when Keith Lee chucked Bowens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought to that. Everybody took a fucking, I think every match had a ramp bump.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not doing apron spots anymore?
That's the fucking apron spot. So right. Apron spots happen on pay-per-views.
That's right.
Ramp bumps happen at ramp shows.
Pac and Orange, they rated a B.
What happened on Rampage.
Yeah. It was okay. There was no spot where you thought, oh, Orange Cassidy could win this. The whole match was fucking Pac. And Tony Schiavone putting over Pac's legs for some reason. It was fucking weird.
MJF thing happened.
Wheeler Yuta and MJF, and finally Wheeler Yuta
cut a promo.
Well, yeah, he cut a promo, but then he clocked MJF when he got to William Regal and said about popping pills or whatever. Yeah. What did he say? He said Brian's brains injury are prone. Fucking, he's injury prone and his brains are scrambled. And he said something about Mox.
Mox was a drunk.
He's going to rehab or whatever. And then he got to Regal and said about pills, and then Yuta hit him. And he fucked up Yuta, threw Tony Schiavone to the ground. He actually had to leave the commentary desk to get checked out by the doctor. I don't know if that was supposed to happen or what. But.
Yeah, and then during the next match, Schiavone just kept saying he's going to get fined. And, yeah.
Even during even during the main event, it's kind of put over MJF while watching the main event.
Yeah, they kept panning over him, they holding kept panning, the chip.
And Tony Schiavone kept saying shit about him. Yeah. Oh, get him off the TV. He's a fucking whatever. You should be fined. You should be fined for that. You're going to get fined for that. Shut the fuck up.
The women's match.
That was actually a little interesting. There were a couple times I really thought they were going to put that on Britt. I think that every time Britt's in a title match, though, because it's fucking, that's what they do. They just put it on her. Yeah. They just put it on her. So I thought, ah, fuck, they're going to give it to her here. Ah, fuck, they're going to give it to her here.
Well, I think Britt is well liked.
I never thought Athena or Serena Deeb was winning that match.
No.
There was no point in that match where I thought, oh, they could actually have this.
And then after the match, Saraya debuted.
Paige, Saraya.
Using a Falling in Reverse song.
Is it?
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah, because she's dating Radke, right?
Yeah.
Fucking rapist.
That match got a C plus.
Fucking child. I don't know. Whatever he is.
That women's match got a C plus.
Really?
I think that should have been at least a B.
That should have gotten. Pretty good match. But again, you never thought it was a very Britt Baker heavy match. And again, now that Saraya came out after, you see why we needed to get the heat on Britt. To build to a reason for Saraya to come out. I get it now, but the match, it was a C, B minus, whatever.
And then the main event, Mox and Brian got an A.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is that like graded on a curve for the rest of the show? Have they've seen what those guys can do, right? And you still get, what was the first match? What was their last match that they wrestled each other in then? If that's an A, you're saying you can't get better than that. What the fuck was their first match? Because their first match was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, their first match was... Last night's was okay.
Yeah, but no, that's a travesty.
The show ended, too. Sucked.
Well, they went off early, and Brian, he hugged him. He fucking raised his hand. They didn't show that on TV. It was shown online. But they cut, even though Tony Khan has secured us to this, this will go to the finish. Every fucking main event for Dynamite is always said, we'll stay with this till the finish. And then they fucking finish at 9:59 and then cut the camera. Why couldn't you give us 3 extra minutes to show the fucking celebration? Ooh, maybe Brian's going to fucking turn.
Yeah,
oh, no, he doesn't. They still, looked, yeah, exactly.
Because he snatched the belt and looked like he was pissed and was like,
So I read something that said the Mox being a three-time champ makes sense.
Mm.
Because
I'm not hating Mox winning. I'm just hating on the fact the match wasn't good.
The reason is Mox, we all know Mox was supposed to take a vacation.
Yes, that was the joke from the picture from earlier that I sent that I said Jared won't get this. It's Dante from Clerks and it's Moxley in his place, which is Dante's famous today. Words are, I'm not even supposed to be here today. He says it throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, I would assume.
See that movie.
Why I posted it and the movie guys got it and the young motherfucker didn't.
So Mox was supposed to take a vacation.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Somebody, I forget what source, but it might have been like SRS or something, but they said Mox will be like a transition champ with MJF taking it off of him at the next pay-per-view, because with Brian winning, it wouldn't be good to have him lose in 2 months. If Brian gets the belt, they'd want a solid reign with it.
But you haven't given him the belt, so any reign is better than nothing.
But it doesn't really hurt Mox if he loses in 2 months.
Not that belt, but I mean.
But haven't we seen Mox and MJF?
Have we?
And by that standard, too, then, like, Cesaro was only ROH champ for, like, 2 months.
Well, clearly they don't care about ROH.
Apparently he had 8 matches. I didn't see 8 matches for the title, but maybe that shit happened at indie shows. I don't know.
Yeah.
They said he had 8 title defenses.
Well, I know he defended it twice on Dynamite.
That's just two. Rampage. That's two. Where else and the fuck is he defending this?
He also did the ROH... ROH pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's when he won it. He won it from Gresham at the ROH pay-per-view. But they said he defended it. He said they defended it at 8 times. So
maybe like dark matches.
I don't think Cesaro's wrestling on dark very often. I don't know.
Or maybe like after the show. I mean,
they don't have that, and they don't have house shows.
Yeah.
Everything they do is recorded in some fashion.
It's that Goldberg math.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he was fucking
100-0, and the next week he's like 375 and
32-0, and then he's 59-0. That was Monday. This is Thursday. What the fuck happened?
He wrestled like 8 times a day for a week.
Who was it? Bischoff or somebody broke it down like
No, it was Nash.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Was he wrestling 24 hours a day?
Yeah. It's Nash because he gives out about everybody fucking saying, oh, Nash booked himself to fucking end the streak. Who the fuck cares? If your only claim to fame is a fucking streak, then you ain't got shit in the wrestling business. Who fucking cares? Does anybody give shit to Ludwig Borga for breaking Tatanka's streak? No. Who fucking cares?
In the long run, Borga's gone, forgotten about, to talk
from this
around.
Earth.
Yes.
As of September 8th, I'm seeing he had 3 title defenses.
Okay, so Tony Schiavone was just talking shit.
He defended it 5 times in 2 weeks?
No. What?
September 8th was up to 3. And he lost it last night, which is, what, the 21st.
Oh. You're, so okay, two weeks. Unrecognized, yeah, matches. Yeah, fuck off.
I think him showing up to the arena doesn't count as a title defense.
No. Maybe, was he ROH champion when he was in the cage match? The what's it called? The War Games match that they call it? What do they call it?
Blood and Guts.
Blood and Guts, yeah. No, was he ROH champion?
No.
I was going to say maybe that was a title defense.
wasn't that his first match or something?
No, his first match was like the Battle Royal or something. He was that was his first match. Because he came in on a pay-per-view. Was it a ladder match? I don't know.
This past weekend, Outbreak Wrestling put on another great show.
As
they always do.
Fucking
Hamburg Fieldhouse.
Matt Quay, Tony Vex, Tommy Vex. I do not want to fuck that up because I loved his work in the ring.
Matt Quay, Tommy Vex, and Ian Bush.
I love Quay and I love Bush. They're my guys. But
Tommy,
that was one of the best matches I've ever seen Tommy Vex for. And he was so fucking good.
They all were good.
He was so good.
Those three together, man.
Yeah.
Great match. Match of the night.
You got to see Neon Ninja for the first time.
Yeah, Neon Ninja. Yeah.
Were you impressed? Are you now first looking forward to the next time? He's going to be working QT Marshall at the Night to Remember, October 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I really enjoyed watching him.
That's how you do a promo, motherfucker.
I enjoyed his work, and I got to talk to him a little bit.
Who? Vasad?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I forget. It was on this, so I'll go back and fucking look. But you called him something else.
Vacate or something.
Vacate.
That E throws me off. but yeah, really cool guy.
Yeah. He did not have the girl with him that was on Rampage, Dynamite. She was on. No. I'm sorry. No. She was on Raw.
Yeah.
My bad.
Also, Gavin.
Yeah, fucking Gavin Brutus.
Showed up as Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And that kid was the most over person in that
arena. Hopefully his dad listens. Hopefully he doesn't. I say fuck a lot. I don't want him listening. I don't want to corrupt
so
him.
That guy at the Tail Nexus was cool too, I thought.
Jay Flyer
or whatever, he was cool.
Yeah.
He worked Facade.
Yes.
Yeah. Gavin he's one of the main attractions at every local wrestling show.
Also
now.
His friend got my Corky Romano reference when nobody else did. he was like, yeah, fucking Corky Romano in the Coke scene. Yeah.
So Gavin came out later in the night as well as part of Diamond City.
Yes, that was War really,
that was really cool. I thought that was
cool. That kid is so over. Yeah. I'm every well, time he comes around, I'm glad I get to talk to him. And we got to meet Kevin Kelly, and that was a pretty cool experience.
Nice guy too.
Knowing what Kevin Kelly has done. I'm glad we got to meet him and talk to him a little bit.
Worked for all the major companies.
Yeah. Super cool.
He didn't work for WCW. Or ECW. He worked for all of the major companies in the 2000s. How about that?
There you go.
But super friendly, super nice. Talk to him if you have a chance. Meet him. Great guy.
He was very cool, yeah. You talked to him a lot more than I did. I had a small interaction with him. He seemed very nice.
Yeah, really cool guy. So this week, we decided, I guess, since there's some part-timers coming up.
And, you know, yes, it was like 2 months ago already, but it doesn't feel that fucking long ago. But Ric Flair's last match and...
2 months?
Yeah, it was in July.
Jesus.
It was the same weekend as
the convention.
Yeah.
God. July 30th.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really
flies by.
Yeah. Wow. But so in talking about last matches and thinking about it, what really got me thinking about it, and I guess we'll just start here, is Randy Orton. You know, like Orton's coming up on, I don't know, fucking 20 years in the business pretty much. I mean, it's 2022. What are you starting? 02, 03?
02.
Yeah. So he's coming up on 20 years in the business.
Done it all.
Yeah. He still looks amazing for his fucking tenure.
He already
tenure.
Remembered he celebrated his.
Oh, career. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Special role for that.
Yeah. So I started thinking, like, you know, he's probably hanging it up soon.
Especially if he has bad back problems.
What would be, right? He's out with an injury. You know, what would be a good last match for Randy Orton? How would you book Randy Orton's last match? And I'll start with what I think, and we can all chime in. I think you start a new Legend Killer gimmick with a very cocky young motherfucker.
Austin Theory.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, unless I say it, everybody fucking gets it, right? Theory. There's no better way to kick off Theory being a cocky motherfucker than I beat the legend of the Legend Killer. You know,
I retired the Legend Killer.
How awesome would it be?
I mean, MJF would be cool for that too, for that to cross
promotion. Of course, yeah. I did. So some of this is, you know, what could actually happen. Some of it is what should have happened.
Fantasy.
I do have Eddie. I had Benoit at the top of my list. If you want to see, I crossed it out. I was like, you know what? Let's not go there.
I would say Cena for Orton.
I had thought about Cena too.
I like
Theory. I like that. I'm saying, but
yeah.
I mean, Cena would make sense as far as their
rivalry. Theory would be passing of the torch.
So since Ric Flair, do you have something better for Orton, or do you want to move on?
For Orton, I was gonna say
Edge, which they already did twice or three times, whatever.
The greatest match of all time, whatever it was called.
Triple H.
I did think about that too.
Or Batista?
If he was ever cleared to work again, Triple H.
I have Orton. I have three different ones for Triple H. And Orton is one of the three. Because they kept going back to it. It's what got Orton over.
Yeah.
It's what made Triple H the guy. You know, yes, he had his shit as the game, but really Evolution is what pushed Triple H to that next level. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the top two are Cena and Triple H for Orton.
I don't know. I think Theory would be really fucking good.
Or you can even throw Batista in there.
Yeah, Batista would be good too. Last two Evolution. Or as, and this is not something I wrote down, I had something different, but as Ric Flair's last match, actual, because again, Ric Flair's last match happened and was booked before Vince McMahon stepped away. It literally happened right around the same time. If Ric Flair went to Triple H and said, I want to have a last match, how fucking awesome would it be? Orton and Batista versus Triple H and Ric Flair. All of them fucking retire after.
Yeah, you can have them face each other, or if you want to do, I don't know how well it'll go, but Evolution against Bloodline.
Nah.
just to have like Evolution together again, you know.
Is Bloodline? You're gonna have to help me out. I'm not good with
Solo Sikoa.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not good with new NXT people. I know roughly what their names are, but it's going to come out as Carl Sagan. unless it's Sammy.
Well, and Flair's last match should have just been him and Shawn at WrestleMania.
Okay, let's go to my next thing. Fucking, I have Ric Flair. I had it. Should have been HBK. Should have stopped that time.
That was a great way
to have end it. Been the last match.
With tears.
It was from both so of them and, good. Yeah, it was. But if you're, I fucking had it. I said it had to be. It should have been
that. I'm sorry. I love you. And then kick.
So
and
then Sean as an admitted Flair fan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that. There's that whole fucking Sean in the suit in high school, fucking holding the Flair.
He grew up.
The Flair magazine and giving the four. You know.
He sent his book. I took everything Flair did. And,
yeah, of course. I stole it. They both love taking their ass out.
But I mean, I would say Sting. Sting and Flair.
Right. Sting. And yeah, that's say, again, yeah. I have Sting. So I have right there. Sting, Flair together or HBK. Yeah. Yeah. It should have been. I get Jeff Jarrett and I get Andrade and I get Jay Lethal. I get all of that. And it's great to work in a tag match.
Protects him, yeah.
If we're going one more, it should be Sting. If we could have had a legacy, let's leave it behind. It should have been that Shawn match. If we're gonna say one more, like we're like 2023, we're gonna have Ric Flair's last match part two. It should be Sting.
Yeah, it should be Sting. Like you said, WCW, every time ratings were low, Sting and Flair. Let's get him.
And not only did Ric Flair make Sting's career, but Sting also revitalized what Flair could do. You know, like, because there was nobody the size of Sting's a big motherfucker. I don't know why. There's always this like misconception that he's big. He's bigger than fucking Warrior. When you look at him and Warrior next to each other, he was bigger. Yeah, I know Warrior got more on the roids in the 90s, but Sting was bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Sting was taller. Sting was thicker. That motherfucker press slammed Flair. That he never took a bump like that. He was huge. He was taking fucking dusty fucking elbow bumps and shit.
Harley Race. Yeah. He was old school wrestling.
He was not taking those big bumps that Sting was going to give him.
Sting brought him into the
modern. Into I can work with big guys. If he never worked with Sting, he probably would have never been able to work with a guy like Hogan, which we didn't really see. Which is probably why he worked with Savage, because it probably made more sense.
And, you know, like with Orton and Flair, you could have did Orton and Flair like you did Shawn and Flair. And have Orton like this the biggest.
Or Hunter.
I killed the biggest legend there is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There is that thought of could Orton do that one last legend killer. But at this point, he is a legend. So It's hard to say he's a
legend. He's not the brash young kid anymore. Now he's the old pro.
But that's what I'm saying. That
when he first started out, that was his thing. He was the young guy.
Exactly. Which is why Theory would fucking work, because Theory is
that's why
the young, cocky guy. Yeah.
WrestleMania 24 sub.
I can't see Riddle. I would say Riddle, but I can't see Riddle turning heel. He's too loved as a cool. Hey, it's like RVD. Like RVD can't turn heel.
Like I think Riddle's RVD's last opponent should be Riddle. Like a passing of the torch.
I didn't have RVD last.
RVD wants to be partners with him,
or passing with something else.
Oh, dude, that would be fucking hilarious if they fucking choked up after the match. No, Riddle's last opponent should be fucking Brock. Both UFC guys, right?
Oh yeah.
I do have Brock on here. I said Brock and Breaker. I think Breaker would be a great guy to fucking beat Brock.
Zach Allen.
Yeah, he did fuck him up. But no, honestly, like that would put Breaker over as like the next. Okay. Well, yeah, I was going to say
the next big thing.
I was going to say it, but then I realized what I was saying. Yes, the next big guy. Because he can fucking wrestle, right?
Ryback's the big guy.
Yeah. Well, I think Breaker would actually be a really good last opponent and beat Brock. All of these are assuming that the person they're facing are beating, because the way you should go out in wrestling is on bottom. You shouldn't go out on top.
Counting the lights.
You should be staring at the lights. You know, your arm should be pinned to the mat.
Yeah, because you're passing to that next
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. No guy should go over as their last match.
For Brock, it would also be Taker, which Brock would be for Taker as well.
Do I have to say my Taker?
No, Taker and Kane, I agree with what you've been saying.
My whole booking is fucking perfect. I have Taker and Kane as their last, both of their last matches should be exactly what I fucking said in the past. Kane. Tombstones, Undertaker, lights go out. They both fucking smoke plumes and fucking thunder, lightning, and the fucking gongs and all the bullshit fire.
Taker descends.
Marty Jannetty gets. But and then there's no end to the match. They're just gone. No one goes over. No one jobs. It's perfect.
That makes sense.
Tell someone to fucking book it.
The reason I said Taker for Brock is because that was his big push when he debuted.
That's the only other ending for Taker that makes sense, is when Brock beats him, he's done.
Yeah. As he should have been. What's that undefeated streak at Mania?
Because that's the only thing bringing Taker back at that point was, I need to defend my streak. So if Brock beats the streak, what more do you have to prove?
He should
have.
Yeah.
Who cares about Bray?
Maybe Brain.
Who cares about AJ Styles?
And Cena for 10 seconds.
And Shane, was it?
I do have AJ Styles as,
they lost to Roman,
as two guys to work their last matches. Can you guess who?
AJ Jarrett.
Very fucking good. Did you see my paper? Or
yes.
Did you guess? Oh, okay. But you understand why, right?
And Joe.
Impact. Exactly. Not Joe. It's happened too much. It was great, but it's happened too much. No. A guy who Jarrett fucking gave the world to. You know, like this guy, he didn't have a name behind him, but he saw something in AJ that AJ should be Jarrett's last match. And also Sean.
How about AJ and Daniels? They've over the years have been partners and
Christopher Daniels on here.
For AJ, I'm saying.
For AJ, these aren't for AJ's last matches. Oh, no. He's going to work till he fucking dies. Because he's going to be fucking great until he dies.
AJ's amazing.
He's still fucking good. Yeah. He's older than Orton, right?
AJ's as old as me. And I think Orton is like a year younger.
Okay. Cena's about the same age.
Yeah.
Orton and Cena are the same age. I think they're.
I know they always say the whole like.
Mid 40s.
AJ is now roughly the age that Macho Man and Hogan were when Vince said they were too old to work on his show. It's just it's a different era.
Making fun of
AJ still does the shit. Like Hogan wasn't doing the shit. Macho wasn't doing the shit. AJ still goes out there and fucking performs.
Well, it's like Jericho with his terrible lion.
Jericho.
No, look. with his terrible line salt, AJ can still do his shit.
Hey, I don't have Jericho on this fucking list at all because I wish he would fucking die. All right, just go fucking tour.
Speaking of Randy Savage, his last one should have been against Sean when he had proposed like
I think
doing,
Hogan.
Doing like a 2-year program.
No, that would be good
with Sean.
So
culminating
in Macho Sean wanted to work with Sean when Sean was IC champion,
right?
And Vince said, "No, you're too old. You're a commentator now." And then let him work with fucking Crush at WrestleMania 10. And fucking, which as a kid, I loved that match. Watching it now, it's fucking terrible. WrestleMania 10 is still my favorite.
But again, like you said, times. Macho's 40 and Vince is trying to, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
Push him.
But no, I agree. Macho Man's last match leaving WWF should have been
Stephanie McMahon.
Shawn Michaels. No. We're not. This isn't a conspiracy. We can do a conspiracy theory podcast again. We can do that. It would have been awesome to have him have a run with Sean for 3 shows.
I mean, Sean, like mirror suit.
Yep.
First starting out.
Yeah. WrestleMania 10. I get WrestleMania 10 era. I mean, not at WrestleMania 10.
Yeah.
Or how about WrestleMania 9 when Macho Man did nothing but come out on a fucking elephant.
And Sean ran to top.
Or no, he didn't come out on an elephant. He came out of the fucking, Bobby Heenan came out of the elephant. Yeah, he came out backwards. But yeah, instead of Tito Tatanka. Yes. Why not give him fucking Mach? Yeah, you gave Razor Ramon fucking
Bob Backlund.
Yeah. Why not give Macho Man and Sean 15 minutes for the IC belt?
Don't interfere. Just go. You guys go out and do what you do best.
15 minutes. What? 93 Sean and Macho Man could have done for 15 minutes would have saved the show. It would have made you forget that Hogan is a cunt.
Savage could still go then.
Yeah.
He got a great match out of Warrior.
He had good matches in WCW. I'm not saying that his WCW run was bad.
He was jacked up. I didn't like the big Macho.
Oh, you're thinking about late WCW.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like his DDP shit, 97, 98.
Those were some
when he first came good over. Matches. Not when he first came over. When he first came over, he was facing fucking John Tenta and fucking Big Bubba Rogers.
He won World War III or whatever. Then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hogan bitching.
Again, Hogan being a fucking cunt.
I know Brett wanted to work with Macho too, and it never worked out.
Brett did work with Macho.
But he wanted like a program, like a long. He said he went to WCW and it didn't work out.
It's funny. Brett is blank. I could not think of a good last Brett match.
I would have said.
I wrote down. So this is what I did. I wrote down a bunch of people that I thought didn't have good last matches. And Brett is blank.
What do you mean? Brett and Vince wasn't good?
Exactly. That was his last match. And I'm thinking, like, what? I don't know.
I think him and Owen would have been good.
Let's go realistic. Obviously, that Sean, can't be his last fucking match.
Or yeah, Sean.
Yeah. Well, Sean obviously can't be his last match either. But let's say before WCW.
Could be. It just wouldn't be good.
No, he couldn't work. That was the whole thing. He has Lloyd's of London. He couldn't work. That's why he didn't really work. The Survivor Series match where he wore jeans and the WrestleMania match where he wore jeans, he didn't really work. Mm. It's because he had a Lloyd's of London. But let's be realistic. WCW 1999. Bret Hart's last match was actually against Goldberg, which is fucking terrible. Who in WCW 1999 would you want to see Bret Hart work with as a legitimate last match?
Or
Kurt, right?
Kurt or Benoit, because him Benoit and Benoit had a really awesome match.
They had the Owen Hart tribute, right?
Yeah.
Or a Dean Malenko type or something like that, but a wrestler type where the they could do some mat shit and make it really fucking
You really fucking struck him and Kurt because.
Yeah, of course.
Why didn't WWE,
I'm thinking of the other Kurt Angle, if the timelines would have matched up.
That would have been, that would have been like Brett getting fucking concussed.
Yeah. Then if it worked out era wise. Him and Kurt would have had great matches. Especially when Brett was like anti-American.
I do have a Kurt one because Kurt had a horrible last match.
The Shield.
Corbin.
Corbin was his last. His Shield would have been a fucking good one. It was weird, but it still would have been actually kind of cool. No, I have Cena. Right? You have to do it.
Cena debuted against him.
Or if the time matches up, Joe. But WWE's not going to acknowledge that shit. they're not going to acknowledge that he came in and did the whole shit with him. So,
or like you just said too, with Britt or him and Kurt Henning.
Oh yeah, well that would have yeah, nah. That would have Kurt was dead. What
are we talking now? Like Kurt, if he
no,
was
no,
like,
but I'm saying if like they were both alive.
The year that Kurt Angle had his last match, which was 2019,
3 years ago.
Yeah, 19, I think.
To Corbin,
it was pre-COVID, I think. Yeah, it didn't happen. It happened.
There was a live crowd.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. It was pre-COVID. I gotta say Cena.
But I would be good with Cena.
With too, this aggression,
I agree with Cena.
When it was building up, we all thought it was going to be.
That would be a legit shoot match.
It would be Benoit, Eddie. No, was Eddie in part of that?
Yeah,
yeah. And Benoit, Hardcore. Eddie, Kurt Angle, and Hardcore's last matches all just beating the fuck out of Daniel Peters.
I agree with Cena, but if I'd also go with Brock.
Yeah,
but they didn't really have a long feud in like one match at Mania. They didn't really have like a but long that feud. Was, it was good. That was a great match. Yeah. All everyone talked about is
that Brock was the Smith start. The that was the start of Brock.
I didn't put the racist JBL in here.
That was the start of Brock.
Him and Blue Meanie.
Yeah, Blue Meanie fucking going over
him versus anyone that's not white. No.
Yeah. Booker T.
What about Cena?
I did have Cena on here. Oh, I have Roman. Like right now, like fucking book it for October.
No theory.
Nah.
No, Rock.
Max Caster.
Rock.
No, fuck Rock.
Theory's the new Cena. I'm telling you.
No, he's not.
They turn him face. You watch. Mark my words.
Don't fucking.
That's my Johnny Gargano moment. You mark my words.
My throwback. No.
There's money to be made there.
Theory doesn't have that.
Good looking young guy. I didn't say today. I'm saying.
For Cena, Roman.
Theory's that guy that should never turn face.
Well, so was Cena when he was a heel.
No way. Cena was fucking awesome as a face.
He was over as a heel. That's what made him face.
No.
With the throwback jerseys and the holding the mic in the air. He was a heel.
The rapping, yeah.
And he was over.
Okay. I guess same with Max Caster, huh?
Yeah.
They were a heel, but the fucking rapping got him. Okay.
And the crowd
turned. Okay, it's Max Caster for Cena.
For Cena, I mean, Roman.
In a rap battle.
Yeah. Roman Edge.
Rap battles of history.
No. Roman Edge. And I used to watch those in high school.
They're still producing them, you dickwad.
I know. I don't watch them anymore.
Fucking old. I used to watch them in high school.
I don't watch them anymore.
They're fucking good.
For Cena.
Obama versus Mitt Romney. Best one.
Hitler and Darth Vader.
And Abe Lincoln. Hitler and Darth Vader was good too, yeah.
For Cena, it would be Roman, Orton, and Edge.
I have, wow.
I think Edge's last one should be Christian.
I have.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, okay. Edge
and Christian
that's what I was going to say.
I have four guys having their last matches together. Can you guess what that
is? ENC and Hardy's.
Yeah, of course. Fuck Bubba and D-Bone.
Well, the Dudleys are.
No, fuck Bubba and
friends again, D-Bone.
Fuck off. No.
Can we Edge and Matt and Lita in a three-way?
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't think Lita likes any of them anymore.
She dated Punk too for a little while.
I think there's heat. I don't think they ever actually officially dated. They just talked or fucked. Who cares? I don't know. But yes, I have ENC and the Hardy should have one last fucking
ladder match. But what would it be for?
Jeff's high all the time, so.
No, he's drunk.
I think they all could still Survivor actually work match. A TLC match. Just don't do the fucking spear spot.
You go have for to it. One last time.
No. Go for it. Make it look like you're gonna do it.
Twist of fate.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Twist of fate. Edge goes for it.
Look, they should have done it when they did it. Right? In 2002 or 2001, whatever fucking year. They should have done it then. They definitely shouldn't do it now.
Now they're neither all of them 50 years old. Bump.
Yeah. So one of them are definitely not.
What about around. Is Foley on your list?
Who's Foley's last match?
Was I don't it, know. Which but time, here's a good
which
one.
Time he retired.
Do you know what Hulk Hogan's last match was?
It was in TNA, wasn't it?
It was in TNA. It was Hogan, Sting, and Bubba.
Okay.
The versus hell kind of random ass
aces
team
is and that? Eights.
It was aces and eights. Ugh. Let me pull up exactly who it was.
Garrett Bischoff.
I know. No, Garrett Bischoff was not in it. I know Doc Gallows was in it.
Doc Gallows.
It was Doc.
Not Mike Knox.
No, Devon and Mister.
Wait, we're just drawing names out of a hat. What the hell are they doing?
It was the fucking. I mean,
aces and eights sucked.
I don't know, man.
Hogan's last match. Wow.
That was Hogan's last match.
His last WWE match was what, when he was Mr. America with the mask on?
I don't know.
No. I forget who that was.
Yeah. Was that WWE?
No, that wasn't his last match.
I thought it was
should have been Rock.
I thought it was with Brock. Or
Brock did beat Hogan.
Or was that match he had with like Muhammad Hassan?
And they did the that cool been fucking that. He wiped Hogan's blood across his chest. It's fucking best.
Yeah, I think it might have been Hassan then.
Oh
Hassan
yeah, he came back and
In like one of those impromptu like 10-second matches.
Oh, won the match. No, he came out and he saved Eugene at WrestleMania.
Eugene.
Hold on. I wanted to get that out of the way. Stone Cold's last match, perfect. Fucking end it. Hang it up. Never again. Him and Kevin Owens, perfect.
I think Owens and Sammy should be their last match.
Against who?
Against each other.
No. I'm talking about Stone Cold's last match.
Stone Cold, I would have said Mr. McMahon.
No, perfect. Fucking, it was not Mr. Perfect. It was perfect the way it was. It was the only good booked last match ever. Don't fucking do it again. Kevin Owens, he's a fucking huge Austin mark. He got to take the stunner. Pat McAfee got to take the stunner. Austin Theory got to take the stunner. McMahon took the stunner.
Again.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was no a more. Perfect yep. last.
I agree with you.
Mania. We'll call it, for Austin, it's last Mania. Is awesome.
Well, we said that too. I mean, Owens was probably beside himself getting stunned by Austin.
So Foley, what'd you look up?
So Hogan's last WWE match.
Okay.
2006.
2006.
At SummerSlam.
He was Mr. America. That was Mr. America.
No, 2006 isn't Shawn. The fucking bump fest?
No.
Okay. That was SummerSlam.
Yeah, is SummerSlam.
Yeah, he said SummerSlam.
2006, but that was, I think, 2005.
Was that him and Edge when they were a tag team?
No.
That was 2002.
Yeah, that's way early. Who is it?
Orton.
Okay. Oh, that when he was trying to get...
Did Orton go over?
Broke involved or whatever?
No.
What?
Orton. That was fucking TNA. Orton never worked with Brooke.
It was WWE. Yeah.
He was supposed to.
Yeah. Brooke Hogan was on WWE.
Orton was flirting.
He was supposed to RKO or something. Hogan was like, "No, brother," or whatever. Like, yeah.
And then he RKO'd him on the car.
Yeah. I thought that was Bubba.
That was TNA.
Yeah, they did the same thing in TNA.
Hogan went over.
They literally copied story. Copy and paste.
I didn't know that.
Hogan went over.
Of course he did.
Bullshit.
Creative control.
Nah, I didn't have creative control in 2006. Whatever the fuck he said.
So I forgot about match. That in WWE. Yeah,
I forgot, completely about, forgot that. About that happening.
So Foley's last match was against Flair, and technically
in TNA,
he was in the Royal Rumble. But he's talked about this on the Money for Mongo. If you are listening to this and you haven't listened to Money for Mongo, please go listen on Conrad's network, and please donate to Steve Mongo McMichael, Money for Mongo.
He has Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So please, if you're listening and you haven't listened to that, please go listen to it.
It's totally and
also donate to Money for Mongo. But on that, Foley talks about his last match was technically with Flair, but he was in a Royal Rumble, but he was on something called a no touch list. So nobody could really do anything with him. It's just like put him in the corner, work, put him in the corner, work. Couldn't actually do anything with him.
To Foley. So good thing any bumps.
Yes. So what do you think his last match should have been? Orton, right?
Orton.
Fucking Orton. Or Hunter.
I was going to say Orton or Trips.
Terry Funk would have been awesome. They guys would kill each other.
Or fucking Moxley. Moxley literally kills him in the middle of a ring. Is he fucking awesome?
Right now?
Yeah.
Orton. I think
Moxley.
Taker should have thrown him off that Hell in a Cell, and then he could have just been
fucking done.
Disappeared. Like he just goes through the table, through the floor, never see him again.
He's made it just like Scott Hall. He's made a fucking living signing that picture.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, there's a really cool Dick Buckus story on that Money for Mongo.
Oh.
You gotta listen to
WrestleMania 2?
What?
From WrestleMania 2?
Did Dick Butkus, was that WrestleMania 2?
That Battle Royale had football players in it.
I don't think Dick Butkus was in it. He was a coach at like that time.
Oh, I remember who was in it or not.
Fridge was in it.
Fridge was, yeah.
No, just go listen to Money for Mongo, and there's a really cool Dick Butkus score. And if you want to own a piece of history that has to do with that story, you can donate to the Money for Mongo thing and actually win the thing associated with it. But you got to go listen.
Well, Sean would have been a good match for Foley, too, because he sure. says that's my one of his favorite matches. Fucking,
it's his best match.
Mind Games.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. It's Mind Games, then Hell in a Cell. I'm sorry, it's fucking awesome.
One of my favorite.
Look, in 1996, I believe that's the year that happened, no one was doing elbows to the fucking outside in WWF like he was. He fucking hit that elbow to the outside. It was unseen, unheard of, and it was in a fucking title match. It was awesome. Mind Games, 1996. It's the best Mick Foley match ever.
One of my favorite Foley matches was him and Hunter. Rumble 2000 street fight.
The street fight's good. The Hell in a Cell is good. Is the street fight doesn't have the fire. The Hell in a Cell has the fire, right?
Yeah, that's on top.
Yeah, right. He plays the fucking 2x4
match.
Yeah.
Foley's
and then he comes first back.
Rumble, the Rumble is the tax in the ring. That's when
right.
It, that feud went on for a while.
That's the Rumble that that Rock and Big Show go over.
Yeah.
And time. Big Show won. They try to do the same thing as Brett and Luger, except Big Show's fucking a foot and a half taller than Rock, so it doesn't work. Yeah.
Taker, I know you said Kane.
Look, it's never gonna die. All right, my fucking booking is perfect. It can't not be perfect. So anything else is just a fucking best second.
What else you got on your list there?
Fake Undertaker.
Brian Lee.
What about Goldberg?
His last match should have been 10 years ago.
We're tired of seeing Goldberg, but what's his go away forever match?
Brock.
Who cares? I have Rock as Roman.
Yeah.
Rock loses to Roman Reigns.
Rock and Austin is probably the...
No. Fuck that. Rock has to lose to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
At this year's WrestleMania.
It makes sense.
No, next year when we go.
No, this year's in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, which Rock literally runs Hollywood right now. Rock and he can have fucking Kevin Hart come out with him.
Probably stop by on his way home.
Yeah.
Rock is going to be the next mayor of California or whatever, governor, whatever.
He'd run for president. He'd probably win.
There was a rumor about that, right? Yeah. What's that?
In Young Rock, he's running for president.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
But Rock,
Triple H. We talked about Orton earlier. I also have Seth and Roman. Seth would be fucking good. Seth would also be really good for like Shawn's last match. If Shawn could still go, I don't know how well Shawn can see. But if Shawn could still go,
I mean, Rollins could stand like right here and be in his blind spot.
Look, here's what I'll say: Seth Rollins or AJ Styles for anyone right now that wants to have their last match would be fucking perfect. They'll do it. They'll fucking have a great match.
I throw Finn in there too. Finn Balor.
That's true.
Any of those. I think Sami Zayn's underrated.
You could even throw Kevin Owens in there because he can work. He works well with pretty much anybody.
I think Kevin Owens got the. Highlighted as fuck.
I was gonna say so for Triple H, for me it'd be for present day either Seth or KO.
KO, why?
Those are his guys. KO went to the main roster automatically.
Well, like, you're pretty much saying anybody from NXT then.
Remember Hunter's first signing was Sin Cara.
No, it could be fucking Sheamus.
That's
right. Hunter's first
their workout buddies. Sin
Cara, where's that come from? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Sakara really and Karma, whatever her name was.
Those are Hunter's first signings?
When he got into power. Not now.
No, I get it. I follow you.
Got in charge of whatever the hell he's in charge of.
Those are his first signings?
Sin Cara.
How did he not get fired?
And Awesome Kong. I forget what the other one was. None of them worked out.
Sin Bocce.
Rock or Orton.
For who?
Triple H. For past.
I mean, him and Sean can have a good match. They're best friends.
I don't think Sean can have a good match anymore.
Did well, you not now. See fucking DX versus Brothers of Destruction?
No, I mean, like, again, if the timelines were.
What about Big Show? I didn't write down Big Show. What was Big Show's? Big Show didn't really have a. What was Big Show's last match?
Well, he's an AEW.
Well, he's a commentator.
But he did wrestle, didn't he? Did he wrestle QT Marshall?
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck, really?
And he beat him in like 5 seconds or something, didn't he? We were over. Wasn't that the show we were
Is
at?
Is that his last match? No, he did not work a show we were at.
Big Show.
Big Show's last match in WWE was against Randy Orton in an unsanctioned match on July 20th, 2020 on Raw.
Was that when they fired him for the 50th time?
Two former WWE champions clashed in a match in front of no crowd, so it was a fucking COVID crowd.
Thunderdome.
Yeah. Well, it might not have been Thunderdome, though, yet. Remember, Thunderdome came later in 2020.
Oh, it's like halfway through or something. Yeah.
They were just doing no crowds. Arena, just nothing.
Like that halftime heat match.
Remember? For Big Show, what about Henry? Mark Henry?
Or Braun
Cena? I mean, to be honest, Cena's real big push came from winning the U.S. title from Big Show.
Yeah.
And picking him up.
Yeah.
The attitude adjustment. Right. Or FU back then it was. Yeah.
Or Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had a...
Heyman with Heyman. Brock and
Big Show. Big Show versus Paul Heyman would be a fucking phenomenal
No, match. In 2002, Heyman went to Big Show.
Yeah.
That's what that
feud was. So, all right, Jared, since you're the big fan, what about... I know we don't know what's going on with him, but if Punk...
Oh, fuck!
Punk would have retired.
So, right now, Punk's last match
was
against Moxley at All Out.
Which isn't bad.
Mm.
I don't mean the match. I mean Moxley's in a bad opponent.
So, let's say next year, next summer, 2023, in July, Punk is a free agent and GCW is running a show. Who is Punk's last opponent? I'm
GCW.
It doesn't have to be a GCW guy. That's just
the venue.
I'm just saying that's the most likely person to book CM Punk.
He ain't going back to WWE.
Yeah. CM Punk's last match, GCW, who do they book him against? Go.
If it's in GCW. And if you
fucking book this wrong, I'm going to fucking shit on it.
If it's in GCW.
Are we talking present or anybody, past, present?
And it's 2023, so it's in Philadelphia.
If it's in GCW, Jeff Hardy.
What?
All right, everybody, it's the last episode.
If it's not, him and Jeff Hardy.
Heel on him when why is it not
Samoa Joe?
I don't see Joe as that.
Why is it not called Cabana?
Because
that just spent the whole match throwing muffins at him.
With GCW, I don't like
Kenny Omega
in GCW. That's kind of like generic death match.
No, that would be Larry the Dog's last match.
Oh, yeah. Punk would go against if it's, Matt or Nick, whichever one.
Nick, I think.
If good. It's not in GCW, it has to be Cena, right?
Why?
That was like the Orton and Cena feud, which is not as long.
But I think it has to be Joe, no matter where it is.
Or I was thinking maybe Daniel Bryan.
Or, well, yes, Bryan would be good too. I got one more that you probably aren't even thinking about.
Tyler Black.
No.
What?
I'm thinking of ROH.
Him and Seth would be good.
Yeah,
Seth
of course Rollins. It would be good.
No.
That threw me the fuck off. Where did you
get Tyler Black?
Him and AJ would be good?
They were both in ROH. I don't know. I didn't follow Punk in ROH. How about ROH?
Claudio?
Claudio? I mean, you're just naming guys that worked in ROH with him.
Well, I mean, they're all good workers, too, so it would be a good match.
Yeah.
Cassius
would be good too. Yeah, Hero.
I mean, he was supposed to be Roman Reigns.
Yes, Cassius Hero, whatever you want to call him.
He was supposed to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Effie would be good, especially if it's GCW. Effie seems to work with everybody.
What about Rainmaker? Because didn't he do the GTS first?
No. But you're on the right track of where I was going. It's not Rainmaker. Kenta? But Kenta should be.
Kenta kicks heads and everything.
Kenta should be the last match. And Kenta,
it's
fucking go for the GTS. Who hits it first?
So,
and whoever hits it first wins the match.
Punk gets a lot of heat from that. Because
he stole it from
Kenta. He did steal it, and he didn't even change the name.
Was Kenta using it before
Punk? Yes.
The problem was Kenta was in Japan.
But,
again, no one knew
exactly.
He was doing that before Punk even
made Punk was in America.
Yeah, Japanese wrestlers start when they're -4. All right,
they come out of the womb.
Yes,
and
throwing Mexican. Fucking yes kicks and shit.
Like, and Mexico Sammy, too. Was it Rey Mysterio? Yeah. Like Sammy 14? Guevara.
Sammy Guevara does a version of it, but his is G2H.
Shining Wizards are fucking elementary school graduation.
Right, here's one for you. Speaking of Shining Wizards, Gregory Helms,
Matt Hardy.
Really?
Gotta be, of course.
Yeah. So I'm gonna throw this out there because we have
Rock.
Kid Cash.
We haven't mentioned
that. Fuck Kid Cash. Fucking retire. Stop wrestling. What was Kid Cash's last match?
Oh, fuck
exactly. Man. Jamie Noble, the Pitbulls versus each other.
We haven't mentioned any women.
Women don't retire. I don't know.
I mean, like
Alundra Blaze.
I don't remember her last match was WCW.
Technically, she won the 24/7 title. That's like true. Last year.
She went over to WCW and there was no women there.
What about Natalya?
Her and Trish probably could
have. Her first match in WCW when she went over and dropped the women's title was against Colonel Robert Parker.
Yeah.
Natalya is the first one that pops up in my mind.
Yes, she would probably be the closest to retiring.
I think she's
Natalya versus whose picture did I just send that Tyson Kidd liked?
Caitlin.
No, it wasn't Caitlin. Fucking what's the Australian chick? Oh, that doesn't work. There's a lot of them now. Fucking Emma. There we go. Yes.
Tanel Dashwood.
Yes. TJ liked her picture, so it's gonna be fucking Natalya versus Dashwood. Shame, TJ.
If we're just fantasy booking, like
I don't know, there's a fucking weird
Tyson Kidd.
There's a weird thing between like Natalya and Tyson Kidd and her sister on like OnlyFans or whatever.
She seems really, really close to her sister.
It's either like OnlyFans or it's like a Patreon.
They do an OnlyFans together. But it's
OnlyFans,
but it's nothing.
Like so it's that. Not naked, but they're in very like close.
Yeah,
like Natalya,
and her sister.
They also have a YouTube channel together.
I've seen the YouTube channel, but they cook together and shit.
But they have an OnlyFans.
But I've seen some people on Reddit posting pictures from. I didn't think it was OnlyFans.
Though. I thought it was,
but either way, her
sister has an OnlyFans.
Either way,
Natalya doesn't.
They're weird. And to each their own. I don't care.
I mean, they're not hurting anybody.
They're not hurting anybody, but they're very close.
Yeah.
So let's just say, like, Charlotte's going to retire, like, next year.
Bailey. I mean, that's the first person that came to mind.
And
Becky?
I
think that would be the best. Yeah.
Bailey. I like Bailey. I think Bailey and Sasha would be each other's last.
Charlotte versus Natalya, because that was the big match in NXT where Brett was in one corner because Brett is apparently Natalya's father. Because Neidhart was still alive at that point. But we're not going to bring in the fucking Rhino.
Give him a jab.
Hey, Hunter, can you bring in the Rhino for the NXT match? maybe the Rhino and Flair can maybe work together. Stu might have not been alive at that point.
That would have been a really creepy phone call.
Big bastard.
Yeah, Stu is dead.
Eared and Stu died.
All the Hart Foundation is dead.
How did we get off topic
here? What are we talking about? We're talking about Natalya and Charlotte's last match. In NXT, Natalya and Charlotte had a match where Brett was in Natalya's corner because Brett's Natalya's dad. And
Neidhart was on a bender. Was
still alive, but they weren't bringing him in.
He was on a bender. And
Flair was in Charlotte's corner.
Well, I mean, Bruce couldn't.
And nothing but a bathrobe.
He does a good Stu impression.
And so did Owen. Owen used to prank people all the time with his dad.
Yeah,
that
was Cornette. Yeah, he convinced Cornette that he was Stu.
What about Beth Phoenix?
Natalya.
Natalya's just going to stay in the ring. We're going to keep sending girls out.
I mean, it makes sense. Right now, let's say at Survivor Series, Beth Phoenix is going to face someone on the roster.
Rhea Ripley.
Nah. Because of storyline.
But I mean, thinking... Rey is like strong, and they're kind of
Natalya would make sense.
You said Nikki Lyons.
Yeah,
right? She's tall, blonde.
She's fucking
Nikita
thick.
Lyons.
Yeah. Oh, Nikita.
She went does Nikki. A split as her finisher. Yeah. Yes, oh, okay. Yes, okay. Yes, yes, yes.
She's fucking thick like Beth was. She's strong. She's got a kickboxing background. She fucked the shit out of me.
Looks like a badass.
Yeah, she really yeah. She would. Did she fuck up anybody?
Come from somewhere else?
She was she was mixed martial artist. She has a BJJ background, I believe.
I mean, she didn't wrestle somewhere else under a different name, so she's brand new.
She came from. Yeah. She did BJJ. I think she competed in the Olympics or trials of the Olympics. Yeah. Something like that.
I think she also used to do like stunts in movies or something.
Oh yes, yeah. She also is a stunt person, I believe.
I can buy that with her. Yeah.
But yeah, I would say her. She'd be fucking yeah.
She's legit. Well, you said Alundra Blaze earlier. Charlotte would have been a good match for Alundra Blaze.
Actually, Alundra Blaze probably should have had her last match with like Trish and passed that.
Trish would have been good.
I said Trish earlier too.
Or Gail Kim.
Trish loses to Charlotte
or Gail Kim.
All right, what about Gail Kim? Because she's still active, I believe.
No, she's fucking living off of what's that fucking cook's name's money?
Irvine.
Irvine, yeah. Not Chris Irvine. That's fucking Robert douchebag. Robert Irvine, yeah, right. The jacked up.
Was it her last match with Awesome Kong, or should have been?
Isn't Robert Irvine like the Crocodile Dundee Hunter thing?
Let's Steve Irwin.
No. And he's dead. Robert Irvine is
I thought it was kid.
No. Robert Irvine is a chef. Chris Irvine is a douche.
Okay.
That's Jericho's real fucking name.
And his dad played hockey.
Yeah, Jericho. He did for the Rangers and the Jets,
I believe. Jericho, he's 50.
Okay, I didn't write it down because I fucking hate him.
See Judas in your mind?
Someone pulls up next to him Tupac style and shoots him.
Jesus Christ.
Or Biggie style.
No, that's not how Biggie went down.
They both got shot in the car.
Yeah, Tupac's still alive. Not the same way. Tupac is still alive.
Was he hanging out with Elvis?
And Jimi Hendrix. I was going to say Jimmy Page, but I think Jimmy Page
is still alive.
So, Jericho. I mean...
I don't care. I don't... Fucking Gael Garcia. Take the fucking ROH belt off him and fucking send him into the sunset. I don't care.
I mean,
I hate him. He's a
huge Sean Mark, Jericho.
No, don't give him the fucking opportunity. Fine. Okay, sure. Fucking WrestleMania 17 should have been his last match when he did the fucking Et Tu Brute fucking spot when he dick kicked Sean.
Then they feuded later on.
It was 17.
No, 18.
That was 18.
That was 18.
18. 17 is a good one.
With the Jeritron and he hit Sean's wife.
That's 18. Yeah.
18 or 19.
Where Sean wrestled Batista and
17. I'm sorry. Yeah. 17 is a good one. It's the fucking best WrestleMania ever. It's the fucking Kane spot where they almost ran over the cable and the fucking gimmick battle royal and Austin Rock and the actual first time Triple H and Undertaker wrestling at WrestleMania.
That never happened.
I know it never happened. A TLC 2 happened at X7. With Rhino, Lita, and Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. 18 was shit.
Anybody else on your list?
How about Jericho and Balor?
What?
Jericho and Finn Balor.
Good, yes. Let Finn Balor stomp on his fucking chest.
Jesus Christ.
Cave it the fuck in.
And then bring out all of that group. I forget their name.
Bullet Club?
Yeah.
Or Dressman.
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club, yeah. Sure. Have every member of Bullet Club stomp his fucking face into a curb. Which, yes, by the way, last night, because we recorded on Thursday and watched Diamond last night, but Moxley did a curb stomp, which is probably the coolest spot of that match. I thought that was very...
A little.
I hope that Moxley goes back to WWE at some point. I hope the Shield reunites at some point. Do you? Do you hope that like Shield has one last run?
Like Mox is like, this is my last year. I'm gonna hang it up and then one last run through WWE.
Yeah,
I could care less about the Shield.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like the most over three guys in wrestling right now. What do we talk about in every show? Moxley, Seth, and Roman.
I enjoy them more as singles.
I understand that. I understand that.
In the history of at least WWE, if you look individually, they're the most successful group as far as titles.
I would agree.
Like Evolution, tight
Evolution,
but after Evolution, Flair didn't do shit.
Yeah, but like, okay, so you're just saying after,
like after, yeah, not before.
Yeah, but Orton, Batista, and Hunter still did a lot of shit.
Yeah,
so I don't know. But, it's got to be Evolution.
But they're done.
And Shield, which and was a going. Fucking which was a WrestleMania. Was that a WrestleMania? No, it wasn't a WrestleMania.
No, that was like SummerSlam.
Yeah, no, I don't Survivor think Series. Maybe. I think it was like Extreme Rules. I don't even think it made it
to SummerSlam. No, it was Extreme Rules because that's when the Plan B thing came in.
Well, but if you're gonna reunite the Shield, who do they go against? Because you'd have to have a strong
everyone. Neutral. They are Stone Cold Steve Austin. They don't give a fuck if you're heel or face.
Well, that's Moxley
I'm
now.
I'm here to fuck you up no matter what. They are NWO.
There's barely six tag teams on the roster.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I think Shield is better than the NWO because the NWO got too big. If you talk about like the original NWO, like the first five or six.
Hall Nash Hogan,
Giant.
X-Pac.
Six. Yeah. And Ted as the money Andrew, man. Yeah. We're good. When you start talking about like Stevie Ray, Buff Bagwell, Vincent, and, Wall Street, fucking what was Boss Man's name? Big Bubba, Ray Trailer,
Flash Norton.
Yeah, fucking Scott Norton. Yeah. I love Scott Norton. It's just not fucking in the
middle. Horace Hogan.
Horace. So OSW did a breakdown. Did you know that the whole Hulk Hogan Warrior feud broke down to two guys? There was actually two key points that they used through that whole feud. And I'm talking about WCW, obviously. Horace Hogan and Bruce Beefcake.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was the fucking so because Warrior turned Beefcake to be the second member of the One Warrior Nation.
Because he was the makes disciple fucking at the sense, time.
Which makes it now the two Warrior Nation.
Yes, it's like what's the movie where they go to Las Vegas? Bradley Cooper.
Hangover.
And he does the fucking cutting the hand, and he's like, "We're the lone wolf pack. I was a lone wolf, and then I found another wolf." And anyway, yeah, yes, one Warrior Nation quickly became two Warrior Nation, and then he went to War Games with Roddy Piper and DDP, so they became a four Warrior Nation.
So speaking of War Games, Survivor Series this year.
Don't fucking cut me off, god damn it. What were we talking about?
Warrior.
No,
Hogan, Beefcake, and OSW, and they broke it down to
So Disciple, who was Bruce Beefcake, was recruited into the One Warrior Nation by the Ultimate Warrior, and then they were pretty much fighting over who should control Horace Hogan in WCW. So the whole giant Hollywood Hogan and Ultimate Warrior feud was based around Bruce Beefcake and Horace Hogan. Without them, it wouldn't have. I mean, it didn't work. But
Warrior didn't wrestle, right? They kept them apart.
Three matches, I believe: the War Games match, tag match with Sting, and then the Hogan
Fireball
match, right?
And Horace was originally in the freaking Flock.
He was in the Flock. At the beginning of that feud, he was in the Flock.
If you want to know about Horace Hogan, where has he been since? If Hogan's not getting him a job,
okay, Hogan's getting a job somewhere in Florida.
Working at Walmart. I mean, he just because of Hogan. He didn't have no talent.
I'm going to look up Horace Hogan's last match.
Jesus.
Is he
alive? The depths we have fallen.
Okay, Hulk Hogan was looking to reclaim the WCW World Heavyweight. Wait, what? Was Horace Hogan? Okay, so when he challenged Jeff Jarrett for the title on the... Oh, this thinks I said Hulk Hogan. No. No, I think this is right still.
That's the same version.
Challenged Jeff Jarrett for the title on June 12th, 2000 edition of Nitro. This bout proved to be Hogan's last match. This can't be. This is Hulk Hogan. Yeah, Horace Hogan. I need Horace Hogan, guys. When you type in Horace Hogan's last match, Google's like, did you mean Hulk Hogan?
Google's like, you can't possibly be asking that.
Who the fuck is Horace Hogan? Did you miss?
Google's like, I'm going to fix that for you. There's no way anyone is looking up Horace Hogan's last match. I'm going to assume you mean Hulk Hogan.
I'm the first person to ever.
Hey, guys, you have... Google just gives you a question mark. Huh?
Wait.
He broke
2002.
Google.
2002, Horace Hogan was signed to a developmental contract. He was assigned to Ohio-based Heartland Wrestling Association. And he had a dark match on SmackDown. It does not say who it was against. That was his last match. It does not say who.
Oh, wow. Did he didn't sign him?
I mean, who fucking cares? it does not say who his last match was against.
How many times did Hogan come back to WWE and Beefcake never came with him? Or Hogan or the Nasty Boys?
They sent him home to grow his hair and Fu Manchu, but he couldn't do it.
Or Macho.
Okay, hold on. I found on Cage Match. Okay, here we go. Mark Henry. You're not going to fucking believe me. This isn't real. On Velocity, the 18th episode of Velocity. Mark Henry and Mark Jindrak versus Bull Buchanan and Horace Hogan in a dark match.
Wow.
In Colorado Springs, Colorado, that was Horace Hogan's last match.
His first WWE match was his last match.
No. He was apparently he had a Horace Hogan, John Cena, and Big Valboski defeated Albert Bull Buchanan and Mike Awesome on a house show. Bull Buchanan and Chavo Guerrero Jr. versus he only worked tag matches. Bull Buchanan, Chavo Guerrero Jr. and Tajiri versus Horace Hogan, John Cena, and Mark Henry.
So he's wrestling Henry, then he's teaming with Henry.
On July 9th, 2009 was his last singles match against Bull Buchanan. On September 16th, 2002, Batista, Hardcore Holly, and Mark Henry defeated Bull Buchanan, Horace Hogan, and Reverend Devon. So his last match was on September 17th. It was almost 20 years ago exactly to the day. On September 17th, 2002, in the dark match against, it was Mark Henry and Mark Jindrak versus Bull Buchanan, Horace Hogan.
Wow. I'm kind of sorry I missed that match.
I know. I'm sorry.
Man, I wish I was in the crowd.
I thought you were going to be on YouTube. Yeah, that's a dark match. Damn.
And that was it. So technically, he ended his career in the WWE. He never had a match outside of it. So that's good.
Wow.
You know, that makes me wonder who's... I didn't know Cage Match was that fucking in-depth.
I thought we were wrestling nerds, but damn.
Oh, yeah, Cage Match. I've told you multiple times to use Cage Match instead of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Cage Match is good.
Yeah.
We are way off topic.
Are we, though? We're still talking about Horace Hogan's last match. We should
never be talking this much about Horace Hogan.
Listen, Horace, that was a fucking Yams thing. Yeah. So Yams used to do the fucking listen thing, I've incorporated that. Lodi's last match. Oh, that is not our WCW Lodi. I just want to know who Lodi's last match is.
Lodi from the flock. Lodi.
But apparently, there's a soccer player named Rennie and Lodi. So I don't know. I thought it'd be funny to look up Lodi's last match, but it's not who I thought it was.
So Survivor Series this year.
War Games.
First time War Games will be on a WWE branded pay-per-view.
Yes. That's very cool. I assume it will be one male, one female.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've said that there's two.
It'll definitely be Bayley's group versus Bianca's group.
Yeah.
Are you still doing 5-on-5?
Probably not 5-on-5 style.
It'll probably be 3-on-3 for the women's. Bayley's group versus Bianca's group.
I mean, are they going to do it Survivor Series where it's tagging in out, or is it going to be
War Games. Like Survivor Series.
So they're not doing Raw or SmackDown.
No. So
it'll probably be Bloodline versus whatever White Rabbit is. We want to talk about that.
Okay.
I know how to segue into things. You need to fucking learn it as a host. White Rabbit, Zach Allen.
Jesus Christ.
So they could be like,
but Wes got the fucking joke. God damn it. Wes is the only one that got the fucking joke. The hangman thing, it had one leg left. It was a.
I know the joke.
I don't feel like explaining my fucking art to you, Warren. And if you get that joke, you're good. It's from Empire Records. Oh, gosh. I don't feel like I have to explain my art to you. It's what AJ says to Warren. His name's not Warren. When he's gluing the quarters to the floor. Look, there's like three people in the world that are going to get that joke. Hopefully they fucking listen to this podcast. Because me and two other people like Empire Records.
So for the men's, is there anything going on right now?
Bloodline.
Yeah, but who else?
Karrion Kross
and the White Rabbit. Or Karrion Kross is the White Rabbit.
He led a group called.
Go ahead, Jared. You saw this one. That part that I did not know.
Yeah. In Lucha Underground, Karrion Kross led a group. I forget exactly what they were called, but it was White Rabbit.
It was translated to White Rabbit, because I'm assuming Lucha Underground is probably in Spanish.
No, Lucha Underground is English, Spanish.
Spanglish. Yeah, but I mean like the group name was
Spanglish. No, because Ricochet was Prince Puma. That was his name.
He just showed up. Like, why would you repackage him already?
It's not a repackage. Have they really done anything with Karen?
No, but I was just trying to say. I thought the group name was.
He's attacking Drew. Spanish, that's it.
No, they translated him. White just attacking
Drew McIntyre. That's all he's done.
No, but he attacked Drew Gulak.
But it's not. The fuck out so of Drew if Gulak. This was from Lucha Underground, chances are this is Karrion wanting to do this.
Who was in a group? Anybody would
know. Yeah. Look, if it's Bray, you know it's going to be good.
Or does Sammy turn or get kicked out and then him and Owens?
No.
Karrion Kross in Lucha Underground.
Bloodline versus Judgment Day, because now they got Dominic.
That's true.
So,
I didn't say, I did have one. I'm sorry, hold on. Let's pause for a second. I did have one we didn't talk about. I wish Eddie's last match was against Ray.
Yeah.
That's just one that I wanted to get out there. I crossed out the Benoit. I did have something. What did I put? I don't remember. I don't know what I put. Wait a minute. Did I put Karrion? I think I might have said Karrion. Because Karrion Kross versus Benoit would be fucking awesome. If Benoit was still alive and didn't murder people, which he did because of Kevin Sullivan.
Karrion Kross.
Not a conspiracy podcast.
Was known as the White Rabbit in Lucha Underground. But he also led a group, I guess that was the White Rabbit. So this White Rabbit thing, Karrion Kross or Bray Wyatt are the names.
Bray Wyatt's White mentioned Rabbit for also does the whole Alice in Wonderland thing, taking you to the underworld or the alternative world. In fact, my daughter just brought this up. We celebrated her birthday 1 week before her actual birthday. And she said something weird to me. And I didn't fucking know what it was. And she said, she asked if it was her unbirthday.
That's from Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Well, I wish she would have fucking said it to you because I had no idea what she was talking about. But I looked it up because I was wondering what she was talking about, and it's from Alice in Wonderland. It's
Mad Hatter says it.
Right. It's about celebrating your birthday on not your birthday, which is what we did. We did it a week before her birthday. So it was her un-birthday.
So
White cool. Rabbit also might have to do with Alice in Wonderland.
Which is
an alternative. You go down the rabbit hole, and it becomes this different world. We don't know what it is. It is whatever it is.
It's so today is September 22nd. Why is that important? Because during the White Rabbit thing,
it said
9/23, which would mean tomorrow is SmackDown.
Yes.
So.
Was there also like a clock in the corner?
No, there was a QR code shown at exactly 9:23 p.m.
Yeah.
So there were QR codes throughout the entire Raw of September 19th. Yes, it was Bailey's birthday on Monday. Yes, September 19th was the date that they kept showing QR codes behind Austin Theory. There was a QR code, and then through the crowd, there was somebody holding a QR code that it showed up exactly 9:23 p.m.
So the White Rabbit thing could be Karrion Kross referencing back to Lucha Underground, or it could be Bray Wyatt.
No, there's nobody smart enough for Bray Wyatt. Fucking Wyndham Rotunda Bray, is the
he's a genius. He's brilliant.
So with Bray, Wyndham, whatever, his mask creator posted a picture of a new rabbit mask.
The guy with the dick gun from Dawn. Quentin Tarantino vampire Dawn movie?
From Dusk to Dawn.
Dusk to Dawn. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. He has the dick gun.
Tom Savini.
Tom, yes, Savini, yes. Thank you. You got this. You're fucking gone.
So he posted a picture of a new rabbit mask that he created. He also created the Fiend's mask.
I know there is a whole thing that, like, Alexa is one person, Bray is another person, from the puppets. So Bray is going to be one of the puppets. Karrion is going to be one of the other puppets. And Alexa, is it Alexa? Is
going to be one other.
What puppets?
Who?
Scarlet. So Bray had puppets. He had a Vince McMahon puppet.
The fucking.
He had a vulture.
He had the pig.
He had a vulture. He had a rabbit. A White Rabbit.
Who could be Karrion?
So this could be Wyatt's cult.
Dude, long term fucking.
Alexa is still sort of running that game.
No, it's not. It wasn't Alexa. It was Scarlet. I think you're right. It was Scarlet.
They still do have Alexa coming out with the doll.
Lily doll, but she's not possessed anymore.
Part of Bailey's group. They gotta get away from that shit.
They can't make up their mind.
No, she's against Bailey.
It's like they can't. What?
She's against Bailey's group. She's on Bianca's.
Team. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Bianca's group. Look, Bailey's still a fucking face in my eyes. I love Bailey.
So do I.
It's good. I want to say because it's Triple H, I'm excited to see what this is.
My daughter's name is from. She's not named after Bailey, but we got her spelling from the way Bailey spells her name.
I want to say I'm excited to see what the surprise is because it's Triple H, but I'm afraid it's not going to be what most people think it is. I mean, look how well kept look how hidden he kept Gargano and Bailey.
He did. Gargano was a big surprise.
What has he done now?
Karrion Kross was a huge, we did not know about any of them.
Yeah, he was part of Control Your Narrative, and then all of a sudden he's on SmackDown.
Who?
Karrion.
Yeah. Well, but Braun was publicized, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess next week we'll be talking about it.
I want to not know. I'm not going to watch it because it's fucking Friday. I can't watch it. What kind of person can sit down and watch wrestling on Friday night? I don't know.
Oh, so three episodes of Raw, that's all he's getting out of you.
That's it. Is that what I got? Three?
I think it was like three you watched, and the one you didn't watch is when Gargano showed up.
Well, I put it on. At the moment Joe said Gargano, I put it on. So they did get a view out of me, but then I haven't watched it since.
Ooh, got that quarter hour out of you.
That's true.
What's Gargano done?
I haven't watched. It's all theory.
I read my head hand like Goldust. What kind of sick person has sex with a dead body and Goldust in the background?
But
I am not able to watch SmackDown or Rampage. The only times I can watch SmackDown and Rampage is when they happen to have it on, and I text you guys usually. They seem to have it on at bars. It's usually Rampage. Yeah, they seem to have it on at bars.
You're going to watch Rampage this week, you say, because it was good.
I'm going to try. I don't want to give it away.
Mainly so for one match.
Friday at 10,
which,
right?
Which match did you?
Well, I told you
that. But there's something else.
See, I'm too busy working to be hanging out with these guys all day at work.
Starks and Hobbs apparently have a really good match. Yeah. But there is a spot in another match. I really don't want to give it away, just in case you listen to this early on Friday. When we were, I don't know when you release this, but I don't want to let any of you guys know.
Well, I can't watch it anyway. So
once you see what happened, you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's definitely the fucking thing he was talking about." There is a thing that happens. It's not a match with people, but there's a person that shows up in a match that's super fucking over, that I was actually going to put on this list, but I had to fucking scrap it because
Benoit.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yes. If I gave you five guesses, I bet you wouldn't guess what wrestler shows up on AEW Rampage
from WWE
that has never been on Rampage before or AEW television before. That shows up during a match on Rampage. Go. I'll give you five guesses.
Male or female?
And I'm marking for it.
Male or female?
Male. I'll tell you, it's a male.
Jerry Lynn.
No.
That would be, he is on AEW.
There. He does work
but,
there.
Yeah,
he's behind the scenes.
That's one. You got four more.
Roderick Strong.
Nope. He still works for WWE. You got three more.
Well, I don't know. He's been on in a while.
It's true. He hasn't been on. Who?
Chris Hero.
Nope. Two more.
Joe, you haven't guessed yet.
Do you know what matches are happening on Rampage?
No.
This match is announced for Rampage.
I don't have cable, so I don't get to watch it.
Oh, you got two more.
What match is it?
I'm not telling you that because you'll figure it out. John and Joe will figure it out. Jared will be like, I don't fucking understand why.
He's gonna look it up.
Don't look it up.
I'm not looking spoilers up.
Don't you dare look at spoilers.
The card.
You better go on their Instagram.
I'm looking at the card.
You better go on their Instagram and look at the card. Don't you fucking dare look at spoilers. If you say it right now, because there's no way looking at that card, you're gonna figure it out right away. If you say it right away, I'm gonna fucking throw this.
I'm looking at the card.
Okay. What is that?
I mean, there's like a glitch in the Matrix.
So,
I don't think you guys are gonna. You have two guesses left.
Maybe I'm not looking at the card. I can't find it.
For Rampage.
Yeah, I know.
I've been following AEW, so I don't know.
It's not gonna matter. You could watch every fucking week since the beginning. You're not pulling this out of your fucking hat.
I won't be able to know. I'll wait for the group chat to find out who it is.
You'll know so who I won't is. Know. Yeah.
Okay, so
what are you looking at? What are the matches?
We said Starks and Hobbs.
Yeah. So Starks and Hobbs is apparently a very
I'll good go through match. The match card.
Okay.
Bronson and Hook versus 2.0. Ricky Starks versus Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston finally.
Which I think should actually be me and Joe talked about this earlier. I think that should actually be a fucking like Texas death match.
Which I'm confused because I don't know the way Sammy has been doing things. It seemed like he wasn't under contract anymore.
I don't know what
the House of Black versus Sting and
House of Black is a weird. Yeah. Do you still call them House of Black when Black isn't there anymore?
Ray Phoenix versus Jungle Boy.
Oh, that's the fucking match I want to see, to be honest. I mean, fucking think about that.
Jade Cargill versus Diamante.
Yeah,
who no DQ match, House of Black versus Sting and Darby.
So they're the no DQ match.
Golden Ticket and Battle Royale.
And the Lights Out match is Sammy. Wait, wait no. is Hobbs and Starks. I think the lights out match should be Sammy and Eddie because it's very publicized that they don't like each other. Fucking do the whole lights out. Okay, we're not taking sanctions. They hate each other. Let them fucking fight it out. Right? That makes sense.
Wardlow and Samoa Joe.
How many matches are on Rampage? I thought it was an hour.
Wardlow and Samoa Joe?
It's 2 hours long.
It's 2 hours, yeah.
So Samoa Joe and Wardlow versus Tony Nese and Josh Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who the fuck is Josh Woods?
He's like an MMA.
Definitely ain't that.
And then there's a golden ticket battle royale for a shot at the world championship.
I
know who wins
it, but I don't want to say it.
I'd rather see Wardlow versus Joe.
Like, yeah, really, actually.
They beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, really. I can't think of.
You're not going to. You got two guesses left. Who shows up that has never been on AEW television that shows up for Rampage?
David Arquette.
That would be good. I'd fucking pop for that shit too.
That fits his wrestling and his scream.
You got one. Yeah, you got one left. One left. One guess.
And he's a former world champ.
What?
And he's a former world champ, David.
I was gonna say. So this person, I'll say, has held a world title in some company. And he has something to do with someone on that card. He has a historic history. I know that's kind of a fucking
vague, but
yeah, with someone on this card.
And he didn't make your list.
No, but he definitely should have. And the now I'm gonna say that he should have made my list. And if you guys don't get it, or if you do get it, I will tell you what I think about what he should have made the list. He should have, though. And I didn't think about it until I read that. Because I put this together before today. And I just read that today. I read the spoilers for Friday today, because obviously it's after Dynamite. But no, he's not on my list.
For some reason, I'm going towards...
Towards what?
The Eddie match.
Oh, no. Ooh, wait, maybe. You don't have that deep of a history of Eddie Guerrero, though. Wait, Eddie who?
No, I think he means Eddie Kingston.
Oh, match. Shit.
Eddie Kingston, Sammy Guevara match.
I might have just gave a
Dean Malenko.
No. He can't wrestle anymore. He can't.
No, he has Parkinson's. Oh. I'll give you one more. Wait, I'll give this... all three of you one more.
A worker or an appearance?
Yes.
Well, that narrows it down.
He is not part of the match. Like, he is not a member of a match, but he comes in for a part of the match. But he has a history with someone in the match and a very storytelled history, which I have talked about on this podcast. And it is someone, when I tell you who it is, you're going to go, of course you fucking popped for him. So think about guys that I fucking pop for.
It could be those obscure motherfuckers.
Could be a Japanese guy.
That I pop for. Those obscure motherfuckers. I'll give you one fucking hint.
Firebreaker Chip.
That would be a fucking good one.
He would have popped for that.
He's probably dead, right?
Oh my gosh.
I will give you one hint. I will give you one hint. This guy has never worked a match for Vince. McMahon.
Senior?
He's definitely worked a match for Vince Russo. Never worked for Vince McMahon. So, senior or junior.
So it'd be
I'm pretty sure senior, but I'm definitely sure junior. I'm pretty sure senior, though. He's never worked for any Vince in a federation.
And he was a world champion.
He was... Yes, he was definitely a world champion in those... As a world champion, as the top champion of that promotion, yes. Actually, no, he was definitely world champion. Yeah. I love this shit. Who do I pop for? Come on, guys. It's like four people I popped for, and Marty Jannetty ain't ever held the world title.
And it's not Jerry Lynn. We already said
it's
that.
It's not Jerry Lynn.
It's not Steve Corino.
When you fucking get it, when you hear it, you're going to fucking pop.
It's not Jeff Jarrett because he works it's for not Jeff
Jarrett. He doesn't work for Vince anymore.
I'm going to look because I probably won't watch it.
Oh, you should watch it.
Well, I can't watch it. So.
You should watch it.
I don't know when I'm going to the bar.
The bar.
Tomorrow.
What, with Cesaro and fucking Sheamus? No, I know what you're saying.
Trying to think of like the
upside. It might be on at the bar.
The bar. You should tell him to put it on.
So
he said,
did you see like the first, it's like the first or second match
I saw
on the card.
I saw the picture of the person.
It's kind of funny though, because he said David Arquette, and that is kind of somebody you would.
Oh, I would definitely pop for David Arquette.
I saw pictures of this already. God damn it.
Shark Boy?
I saw pictures of this, not even thinking about what it was.
It's because you're a terrible wrestling fan.
No, I just thought it was like a get together. I didn't look at it. Fuck! That makes
one
sense
shot.
Now.
One shot. One opportunity. Sees all you ever had. For one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo, Eminem.
Palms are sweaty. This week, arms are heavy. This moment on a sweater already. Mom spaghetti.
I can definitely tell you, I wouldn't have got it.
No. No. Yeah, that literally has nothing to do with it. I just kept going. Because I said a buzzword to my brain.
Just think about like it rivaled history. And
yes, rivaled history. And he has never worked for Vince, either of them, or Hunter. Maybe if Hunter's smart, he would book this guy. I will tell you who shows
now
up.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, I will tell you who shows up on Rampage.
The list.
After the podcast, thank you very much for listening.
We'll see you next week.
October 15th, we have A Night to Remember 2 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, yes, at the Zembo Shrine Arena.
Yes.
A ton of local wrestling companies will be a part of that. CCW, Outbreak Wrestling, PPW.
And next week, we will talk about, we'll open with some of my favorite matches by this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll give you like five top matches. They're really good.
Some
no matter what they are
going to be there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I apologize. You said Bryce was going to be there, and I didn't realize that.
Yes. I gave you shit about a couple things. You gave me shit about a couple things. We were both right and wrong, so we're fine.
Bryce Remsburg from AEW.
Also, Nick Camarado. Camarado and
G. Marshall.
Fuego del Sol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuego and QT and Marshall. Marshall.
Marky from WWE.
QT versus Facade is one of the matches booked. So
I'm actually kind of excited for that. I don't know.
Tune in next week for my top five matches of the guys that these guys didn't guess for fucking Rampage.
See you next week.
Later.